Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe we all enter in and say thank you. You've given us something valuable to say today, and that's thank you, Jesus. Lord, finally we utter words of meaning when we say praise the Lord. Lord, thank you again that we honor you by praising your Son for his love to us. And Lord, truly, sometimes all we can say is hallelujah. That you be exalted in a height in the highest beyond an exceeding and infinite infinity, Lord God, above all. But thank you, Lord, that you didn't just go to some place for us to think about. Lord God, you went to a place to prepare for us. And Lord, you're preparing that place today. And as you said, Jesus, in like manner, you'll come again. As you told the disciples that you go to prepare a place for them, and where I am, I'll bring you to me. Lord, thank you that we're looking and longing. We're waiting for that voice of the archangel, the trumpet voice of our beloved bridegroom, Jesus. And Lord, if it be thy will, Father, thy will, Lord, that we could hear the words, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away today. Oh, we want to see him and look upon his face. Thank you again, Lord, that you've gathered your people, Lord, your jewels, your elect, and Lord, all because we are your vessels of mercy. Thank you for all the riches of your glory. Pour it on us this morning by your Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. If you go ahead and open your Bibles to 2 Timothy, and we'll be in chapter 2 today. And this week, I had an opportunity to have a breakfast with the man that taught me how to fly. I'm talking naturally how to fly. And that was a wonderful time of my life. It brought a real excitement that I had always had from a child. I always wanted to fly. You'd ask my mom, I was always looking up at the airplanes, different things, always liked to hear about them. Like many young children, and dreamt of being in the Air Force, things like that. And then 22 years ago, the Lord gave me the opportunity to fly. And so I was so thankful. Remembering back, kind of reminiscing a little bit with the instructor, I said, you know, I felt like an 8-year-old with his first bike. I felt like a 16-year-old with his first car. But I thank the Lord. The Lord gave me a respect for it and to be serious about it. And God, and as only God can do in your life, I advanced quickly. I was able to take ratings, the different check rides and things along the way very quickly. The Lord gave me time to focus on it. Testing's a requirement as you go along. Well, I had a certain test flight that I needed to do, and there was this notorious examiner, and he was notoriously negative. He was notoriously abusive, and it was interesting because my instructor warned me about him and said, now you're going to have to go through this, and I'm telling you, but I'm not telling you enough. He's going to try to hurt you. And he said, not physically, he's going to try to get in your head. Well, you know what? He was right. After that flight, I was completely discouraged. After that one flight, and I'm telling you the truth, I was distraught. To a point not only where I questioned my ability to even fly, I thought maybe I shouldn't be flying at all. And I went back to my instructor after that, that had taught me. And I believe you know the rest of the story, don't you? I've been flying for 22 years. Come on. Amen? But I remember when I went back there, remember those first words out of his mouth? Don't listen to that. said, he's just off. He says, that's just nonsense. He tries to discourage everybody. He tries to get in everybody's head. He's just like that. He's kind of sick, you know. He loves to make you doubt. Not doubt that if you ever can do it, to doubt to the extent you can't do it and you're done. And I appreciated that instructor that I had, and he said, let me tell you something. He said, you can. He said, and I appreciated him. He said, you're as good as I ever taught. He said, you've got it and it's in you. And it's sweet because the man's name, my instructor, his name is Paul. Isn't that something? And I didn't even, I just thought of that. It's truth. But his name is Paul. I'd need to go back in my office and pray and come back out. But I think, you know, where would I have been without that instructor? And then if I didn't take the instruction, what I would have missed. I cannot tell you the experiences that I've had from that, the joy. I'm really, and continue to have, whether it's with, you know, my wife, my kids, my mom. I always remember the first time I took her up flying. I said, Mom, I got something to show you. I never told her I was flying. My wife knew, and Tammy in my office knew. No one else did. Actually, Tammy didn't know. She probably thought, well, never mind, I don't even want to go there. But but I kept it a secret. I remember getting Mom in the car, and I said, Mom, I got to show you something here. So I drove her out, and she thought, well, maybe you can buy a new house or something like that. So we kept driving. She said, man, this is far out here. And she said, you buying a farm or something? And I said, no, Mama. So I turned into the airport up north, and she's kind of wondering what I'm doing out here. And I pull in front of this hangar, and I get out, and I pop the doors open, and I had this little manual tug, and I pull out this little propeller airplane. And I get back in the car, and I open her door, and I said, Mama, your baby's a pilot. Would you like to go fly with me? She got out of that car so fast. You think she shut the door and say, help, get me out of here. But she got out of that car so fast. We had such a fun time that day. And I remember we weren't even in the air for 10 minutes. And she looked at me. She said, do you think I could learn to fly? And I said, Mama, you already learned to fly. I said, let me fly for now. But all of those things. And then I have to tell you, what the Lord's used that for my life spiritually and for this meeting, brothers and sisters. I mean, to think, what would we have missed? Amen. And I guess today's message, I'm thinking about discouraging words are tough. Yeah, discouraging words, hurtful words. And I'm so thankful that we have the instructor. Yes. Every discouraging word that's ever been spoken against you, this instructor right here knocks it right down. It doesn't matter. Discouraging words from somebody else, discouraging words even from your heart that tries to condemn you, as the Lord says, but I'm greater than your heart. Huh? That means he's greater than your gut too. Amen. But I thank the Lord that he assures us always, and the words that he tells us is, you've got me, I'm in you. Amen. It's not it's in you, I'm in you. Yes. Amen? Amen? And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? Amen? So if he's called me to it and he's brought me to this place, no matter what I'm facing, doesn't matter if it's a task, it doesn't matter if it's a mental challenge. It doesn't matter if it's a family challenge, a marital challenge, a child challenge. It doesn't matter the foe. If I be for you, who could be against you? And I thank the Lord that we can have confidence in this instruction. But here in 2 Timothy 2:3, the Lord, he makes it known through Paul, praise God, talking to Timothy, one that would take that torch and run on. Praise God. For the much the more. That's us, brothers and sisters. And in verse 3, Paul says to Timothy, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. It wasn't hidden. This means endure evil affliction. And brothers and sisters, Timothy was a man and would be a man after God's best, enjoying the heights of eternity and ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. It's required. It's given. It's a gift between the spouse, from the husband to the bride. It's a gift. We must suffer together with him. Amen. And some of the greatest suffering that we can ever have, truly, and I think it kind of funnels that way anyways, no matter what it is, it becomes discouraging words that we hear in our head. That you can't, you're off. You're not meant for this. You're not equipped. You're too awful, evil, unfaithful, weak, you know, messed up. We start even getting into scientific things, like, you know, people saying about what kind of condition we have. Let me tell you something. You got the Lord thy God that heals all your diseases. Hallelujah. From the mind to the body. And know it. And he's not a respecter of person. And I don't know if you've been diagnosed or if you've been told that you're such and so. Let me tell you something. You're brand new. And I thank God that, you know what? I'm a new creation. Amen. You know that? Amen. I am. You are too if you're a child of God. Yep, I love that. When I get a little bit melancholy about me, Galatians 2:20 just comes right into my ear and right to my heart. You're dead. What are you talking about you? How about start praising the Lord for his life that lives in you? Amen? How about begin to thank him? Praise God that you're more than a conqueror through Christ who loved you. And the reason is because my life is Christ. Oh, let me tell you something. We walk through this life, but I know everything that is not of him that gives him praise and glory, that's just a lie in my life. And it's a lie in your life too. And you need to see it that way, brothers and sisters, or you're always going to be discouraged. You're going to be discouraged by discouraging words. You're going to be discouraged by discouraging happenings. You've got to trust God. You got to get that. You got to get it right by the grace of God. It doesn't mean that you yield to the flesh. You understand that. But you got flesh. But you understand that, don't you? But you know what? More than the flesh, I got Christ in me, the hope of glory. And if you're a child of God, you have that too. And I thank the Lord that that's who you are. And that life cannot commit sin, neither can it sin. Do you believe that? Do you believe that we're, there is no law, there is no sin? Do you believe that? Do you really believe that? Or is that just some far off place that you're not in? I believe that it says you are now a citizen of heaven. Amen. And not only a citizen like with a visa that we're a part or wherever we're at. No, you're seated right now in the heavens in Christ. It's not like we're not there. You are there. Oh, yes, you are. You're born of God. You're one with him. I get it that I'm walking through this life, and it's a beautiful walk. It really is, because this is the faith time. This is all the glory, and the Lord knows what he's doing. The Lord knows what he made. The Lord knows your weakness. He knows the hair on your head. He knows your thought afar off. He knows your challenge. He knows your downsetting. He knows your uprising. He knows everything about you. And he's God that loves you, not God that torments you, God that's trying to destroy you. He's the God that brings you into more. And the only way he brings you into more is you have to be less. And that's the truth. Those that don't allow him to increase and them to decrease, you'll never see it. You'll never have it. You'll never be clothed with all the riches of his glory because you don't take the place of the vessel of mercy that you are. The vessel of mercy that you are. The vessel of mercy that you are. You're a child of God. Let me tell you something. You're a vessel of mercy. Oh, yes, you are. And he adores that. He loves that. That's what he cherishes. That's what he's drawn to. Do you see that? He's not drawn to man's natural strength. He's not drawn to man's goodness. If that was the case, he would have wanted to stay with the Pharisee. because those were the guys that were trying to hit it and get it right and all of that. He says, you know what, I'm going to take these guys that, man, these guys curse a lot. They're drunkards. Man, they fish. Ugh. They smell like fish. That's who I want to be with. Because they're going to have a heart for me. They're going to have a heart for me. And all I do is I thank Jesus because I'm one of them. You're one of them. Just one of them. All them also that love his appearing. Let me tell you something. You're in them. You're in the right place. You're in the crown place. He's so good to us. But see, we must endure that hardness. Amen. We must endure these evil afflictions. Amen. See, without the overcoming over the discouragement, I'll tell you what, we would never have the proving in our lives. And I'm talking about the proving because of the discouragement that comes and we overcome because of our Lord. It proves that we have an ear that hears the Spirit as opposed to hearing the lie. You have to fight that constantly, 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 constantly. It's not just a one-time thing. It's always. You got to endure hardness. You're going to be brought into different things. The Lord is going to show you your flesh, and he will. Oh, yes, he will. And the way he does it is he'll send a thorn. You think all the thorns and those thorny darts have already hit you? You're going to get some more. Because he's going to get it all. And I mean it. Pray for me just like I'm praying for you. And I laugh, and yet it's a cry. Lord, let me tell you something. I need your strength. I need more and more of you. Because I'm hitting some stuff here. And sometimes you think you hit the wall. But he said, oh my, I've given you the faith mountain be removed. And I'll tell you what, he may not take you out of there. But I'll tell you what, you're out of there. Amen. Calling those things which be not as though they were. Praise God. Do you do that? Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes I look at my life and I look at me and I say, oh my, oh my. Oh, but wait a second. When I see him, I'm going to be like him. Amen. He's given me that heart. And see, he's given me a vision of like him. Not just as my Savior. Not just as my friend. See, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. I see Jesus Christ, my bridegroom. So I see my spouse. So if I'm going to be like my spouse, I guess I'm going to be like a spouse. Amen? You see that? Praise the Lord. And that's what God has placed in us. And that's what God is proving, that even though we have these discouraging things that come into our life, these discouraging words, we know that we're appointed to this stuff, brothers and sisters. See, be strong in grace. Hallelujah. And notice, I want you to understand, is being strong in grace. Go on up to verse 1, because this is what this is all about. It says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. See, that's verse 1. And it just continues down, and he says, I'll tell you what, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And the reason is, if you go after grace, you're going to get smacked. I'm telling you, the righteous are coming after you. The legalist. And let me tell you something. They can be your familiar friend. They're your brother in the Lord. And let me tell you, if you don't know this, you go after more grace, you're going to get cut. And yes, you are. But it's beautiful. It's for Christ's sake. Praise the Lord. And see, the beautiful thing about grace is you can take it in any state that you're in. Not just Colorado, Kansas, or Texas, but I'm talking about any state that you're in. I'm talking about the state that you've been knocking out of the park and walking with the Lord, or the state of great failure. I can take that grace. And the legalists and the self-righteous are going to tell you, oh, you can't take that grace. You can't just come out of that. You got to get up here and parade around, and you got to tell us that you're sorry. You need to tell us of this and that and all of those different things. Let me tell you something. As David said, before the Lord only, have I, and I will interpret that for you, have I failed? You understand that? Have I failed? Praise the Lord. He plucks your feet out of the net. Let me tell you something. You stumble, he's going to keep you from falling. He does. He always does this, brothers and sisters. But be strong in grace. Go on in grace. Praise God. The flesh, the self-righteous, they're going to try to discourage you. I was thinking about a few different ones in the Word of God. What about Job? What about Job if he would have listened to his three self-righteous friends? You know what? We would have never read about him. He wouldn't have been in here. If he would have listened to them, he would have been completely discouraged. But you know, he listened to the Lord, and I love one of the statements he says, "You guys are miserable comforters." Isn't that just perfect? If somebody starts getting up in you, say, "You know what, you're just a miserable comforter." I like those words. And they weren't trying to build him up. They were acting all self-righteous. You know what they were doing? They were trying to tear him down. I want to build you up. I want to edify you. My goodness, God forbid. God forbid. And let me be accursed if I don't edify you. If I'm not here by the grace of God, and all of us, my goodness, we're called to the bride for the Lamb of God to encourage one another. Praise the Lord. Win, 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 win. And how do you win? You take more grace. And why are you going to need more grace? Because you didn't get it done. Praise the Lord. Vessels of mercy. Do you see? It just feeds upon itself. It's so beautiful and it just expands. But see, he didn't listen. Job didn't listen to that. He listened to God's calling upon his life. God called you. He chose you. You know this. You know this word. This was no accident. He foreknew and he predestinated you. And we will go on and encourage ourselves in that the much the more till we see Jesus Christ. You don't want to hear that? Don't come here. You want to hear that? Get in here. That's right. Now, the beautiful thing is he did. He listened to the calling. The Lord told him and encouraged him. He says, the substance that God would build in his life, it's not going to be cut down, Job. God repaid him twice as much. He had more at the end than the beginning. And we started with a lot, didn't we? Look what we're gaining in him. Isn't it beautiful? And then you think, praise the Lord, as he came into this, it was wonderful because he said that God would perform the thing appointed for me. Have you come to that place that though it all was a wreck, everything just seems like it's a mess? But have you looked to God and heard him tell you, and you know, oh no, God, he'll make it. He'll do it. He'll perform everything that he's appointed for me. Those were words for Job, and those are your words, praise be to God. That's how God does with his called and his chosen. My goodness, I think about those discouraging words that were spoken by those legalists toward Mary right there at the feet of Jesus. Huh? You remember those words? And they were directed at her, but they were told to Jesus. They said, oh, Jesus, if you knew who she was, you wouldn't even let her touch you. Now let me tell you something. You hear something like that, and I'm sure each and every one of us have heard things like that. If you're running for the prize, you've heard them. Oh yes, you have. Because God divinely has taken you to that intimate dinner for two. It's okay. We're it. But if she would have listened to that and that's all that she would have went with, she would have been completely discouraged. She would have ran out of there, fled, and tried to hide herself. maybe even take her life. Who knows, huh? But we know the end of that story. Oh, no, this Mary, what she did is she said, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to grab them feet tighter. Here, if you think you really don't like this, watch this. And you know what God did in her life? She was first at the tomb. First at the tomb. All those disciples, they were totally discouraged. She got up, I got to see him. My heart's panting after him. He said he'd rise again. I know he's there. I got to go. And then she saw, went back, and they're still in unbelief. She said, no, he's risen. That's the woman. That's the woman that was tried to be discouraged, knocked out. She was the first one that was in first love with him. Think of that. The glory of the Lord. And then finally, think about David. There he was, going to encourage his brethren against Goliath, huh? This giant. But, and we know it wasn't the giant in the type, in the shadow, what it was. It was the flesh. It was legality. That's what was standing out there, and they were just afraid of it. We can't go in that. We can't come up against that. And how was David greeted? With condemnation from his own brethren that he's trying to help and encourage, but they're condemning him. He meant good and to encourage him, and yet he was rebuked. Let me tell you something, how it hurts to be rebuked when you're led by the Spirit of God. Amen. When something's on fire and you go to your brother and you say, brother, that's a legal thing. It's of the flesh. We can try to cover it up, but it wasn't. And yet in that you get accused as a David and condemned and accused that you're trying to be a traitor or something of that sort. Well, that's when, I'll tell you what, you got one choice. You look down and you say, well, I guess I got a slingshot and I got 5 stones of grace. If you guys, I want you, but I'm going in the name of the Lord God of hosts. Amen. And I'm taking it, and the Lord's going to defeat it for me. Yes. And I'll tell you what, honeys, just keep going in love. You never lose. You always win. It hurts. When you love the most, you'll hurt the most. And you will. It's just the way it is. You know how the greatest loves that you've ever had, let's say, and they didn't work out or you got spurned. It hurts. When you don't care and you were kind of, I'll go to the next. But when you really love, it hurts. Now, brethren, our ear hears this, doesn't it? Amen. Discouraging winds come all the time. The naysayers, the critics. If I didn't have them, I wouldn't be on the race course. My heart hurts for them. It does. So understand that. That's the way it's going to be. But the Lord has encouraged our hearts. You pass them by. You go on as good soldiers. Amen. We got it all. It. We can't delay. Amen. The prize is ours. Yeah. And the joy is set before us. Amen. You believe it? Amen. Do you really believe it? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you. And thank you again that you have given the grace in Jesus to believe your word. And Lord, that we do, we adhere to it. It's sweeter than the honeycomb. It's our life. It's everything. It's the life that we live. And we're here to say thank you, Lord. And Lord, continue to fortify it in us, God. Help it to be everything to us, Lord God. Let it be our assurance and our confidence, our knowing, God, in every breath, at every turn, to look and know the word of God, not just on a page, but Lord, that you written it upon our hearts. Amen. Lord, you've told us these things. God, help us to take that place in faith that you truly already have a standing. Lord, you've placed this crown gospel in our hands. And Lord, we do. We hold it up to you in thanksgiving today. Thank you, God, for the privilege as those elect sons with the crowns that we're in the company of the crown glory. Lord, thank you for that. What a privilege. What a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you, God, that I'm comforted with my brethren, that we're comforted with one another. Thank you, Lord, for the supplying, God, of the victory in Jesus that you have proven over and over in every life. Lord, thank you that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, that it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And we're here today because we believe in salvation with eternal glory. Lord, thank you. We know this is your keeping. We know this is your work. And Lord, thank you that we enter into the rest of God today. That even though we do hear the things of negativity, even the discouraging words and all those things, we've got a helmet of salvation. We've got a mind. Matter of fact, it's the very mind of Christ. And Lord, our ear hears the things of the Spirit. And Lord, thank you for that protection. Thank you how you keep us. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.